Here's the situation. Zombies have taken over a bar and it's not even closing time. In broad daylight, the frantic owner meets you out in the street and gives you the lowdown.
I'm up to here with these freaking creepy crawling corpses.
You enter the bar and see a dead patron on the floor. As you scan the room, the suspense builds, and then the first of many zombies pops up. Greg Vecchi prepares customers in the art of zombie killing.
Keep in mind, how do you kill a zombie? Where do you shoot him? Always in the head. You shoot him anywhere else and he can get you. And if you guys hesitate, the zombie will get you.
The Bullets and Beer Saloon is one component of Greg Vecchi's business, Deadwood Guns. Other parts include a gun shop, pawn shop, shooting range, and instruction in weapons and self-defense. Vecchi says he first visited the Black Hills a few years ago when his wife found a horse she wanted to buy in Deadwood. He says the couple shares a love for the Old West, and as a Harley guy, Vecchi is also drawn to the biker atmosphere.
So we spent the week out here. She was riding her living horse and I was riding my iron horse, and we would meet at the Four Aces here.
Greg Vecchi left Virginia in 2011 for a job with the FBI in Rapid City until he retired earlier this year at the age of 50. Now he markets fantasy, and it was fantasy that first attracted him to the career he has left behind.
You know, I'm a TV guy. I liked Star Trek, and I liked, you know, James Bond and Mission Impossible, and I wanted to do that. That was my fantasy growing up. Then I realized that James Bond and all the stuff that he does is really what the FBI does.
After high school, Vecchi joined the Army and worked in criminal investigations while earning a bachelor's degree. Out of the Army, Vecchi applied to the FBI several times. While waiting for the right slot to open up, he worked as an investigator in various federal agencies.
So then I went into the U.S. Department of Agriculture and worked undercover food stamp fraud and basically bought dope with food stamps for a year.
Finally, the FBI needed agents with military experience, and Vecchi was in. He was assigned to the Miami field office, monitoring a wiretap on a Russian organized crime suspect. And that's when he became interested in studying behavior.
It's really amazing what you can learn about a person by listening to their phone calls.
When it came time to make the arrest, a SWAT team came in, and Vecchi says the last guy out of the SWAT truck was an unimpressive fat, bald guy who quizzed him for information about the criminal holdup in his house. Vecchi had been prepared for a shootout or standoff, but it didn't happen.
After a few minutes, the door opens up and I see my guy that I've been listening to, this guy that's murdered people, this guy that has caused mayhem, had caused all these problems, just a very, very bad organized crime guy, right? Walks out with his hands up and surrenders with no resistance.
Turns out the unimpressive guy was head of the FBI's hostage negotiating team. Relying on information provided by Vecchi, he talked the Russian mobster out of the house in just a few minutes. And then Vecchi had a new aspiration.
You know, I said, I want to be this guy.
Vecchi went on to get a master's degree in criminal justice and then a PhD in conflict resolution, focusing on hostage negotiation.
It's the only type of activity where the law enforcement officer is interacting with the subject, the offender, while he's committing a crime. And he's doing it as a law enforcement officer. Every other instance of dealing with a crime, it's after the fact, or you're pretending to be someone you're not.
Vecchi's career led him to Iraq as a member of the Rapid Deployment Logistics Unit. There, he helped set up the now-famous interviews with Saddam Hussein, conducted by George Pirro, who took his time getting close to Saddam.
And he would just bring him his medicine and nothing else. Okay. And he would go in and give him his prayer rug or give him his Quran or whatever and build that relationship to the point that he felt comfortable with George and eventually giving him all this information.
Even though Vecchi has retired from the FBI, he says his training continues to factor in.
These skills have really, really worked down here for my afterlife bureau career here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Does this translate?
It translates perfectly. The behavioral assessment and that is great for business.
There's still a serious side to his new life, applying behavior assessment when he trains people how to carry concealed weapons and defend themselves.
For example, in the women's self-defense realm, you know, teaching them situational awareness, teaching them how to de-escalate a situation. You know, a lot of times you can talk yourself out of it if you know what to say and understand some of these principles that we've talked about.
So Greg Vecchi is living the dream, engaged with behavior analysis while living in the Old West, consulting and teaching, riding Harleys, and ridding the planet of digital bad guys. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in the Black Hills.